Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy is a performance and personal development guide focused on training the mind to deliver under pressure while building a life that feels grounded, meaningful, and self-directed. Known for work that bridges elite sports psychology and everyday life, Murphy frames excellence as an inside job, the ability to manage attention, emotions, and choices regardless of external volatility. Instead of relying on hype or rigid motivation, the book centers on cultivating mental habits that support consistency, resilience, and calm confidence. Readers are invited to examine the hidden narratives that shape performance, replace reactive patterns with intentional responses, and build routines that strengthen the inner foundation behind great outcomes. The approach is practical and broadly applicable, useful for athletes, executives, creatives, students, and anyone facing high-stakes moments or ongoing stress. At its core, the book argues that extraordinary performance and a better life come from mastering what you control, clarifying what matters, and practicing daily inner disciplines that compound over time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, redefining excellence as an inner skill set. A central idea in inner excellence is that sustainable high performance is less about occasional bursts of intensity and more about dependable inner skills. The book encourages readers to separate results from identity, so wins and losses become feedback rather than proof of worth. This shift matters because people often perform tightly when outcomes feel tied to self-esteem, approval, or fear of failure. Murphy emphasizes a more stable definition of excellence that is anchored in controllables, preparation, focus, effort, and the quality of decisions made in the moment. By reframing success this way, readers can pursue ambitious goals without being emotionally hijacked by external variables like competition, market swings, criticism, or unexpected setbacks. The approach also highlights the difference between confidence based on past outcomes and confidence based on process. Process confidence grows from doing the work repeatedly and learning to trust your response under pressure. This topic sets the foundation for the rest of the book by positioning inner mastery as the main competitive advantage, not a soft add-on. It also helps readers measure progress in a way that encourages growth, reduces burnout, and supports long-term fulfillment. Secondly, mastering attention and presence under pressure, inner excellence focuses heavily on attention management because performance often breaks down when the mind leaves the present moment. Under stress, attention drifts into future consequences or past mistakes, creating anxiety, distraction, and rushed decision-making. Murphy's framework encourages training presence as a repeatable skill, recognizing where attention goes, interrupting unhelpful loops, and returning to the task at hand. This can show up as narrowing focus to one cue, one rep, or one decision, rather than carrying the entire outcome in your head. The book also explores why pressure magnifies small mental errors. When stakes rise, people can become overly self-monitoring, tense, or reactive to noise, which reduces fluidity and creativity. A practical takeaway is to build routines that stabilize attention before and during key moments, such as pre-performance habits, brief centering practices, and simple internal language that keeps the mind clean. By repeatedly practicing these resets in training and everyday life, readers develop a calm, alert state that supports execution. Over time, presence becomes a default response rather than something you hope appears only on your best days. Thirdly, emotional resilience and responding instead of reacting. Another major theme is emotional management as a performance skill, not a personality trait. Murphy highlights how emotions like fear, anger, frustration, and doubt are normal signals, but they become costly when they dictate behavior. The book encourages readers to notice emotional spikes early, label what is happening internally, and choose a response aligned with values and goals. This is a shift from reaction, which tends to be automatic and often driven by ego protection, to response, which is intentional and constructive. The topic also addresses adversity as an inevitable part of high standards. When something goes wrong, people often compound the mistake with rumination, blame, or panic. Inner excellence promotes quicker recovery by focusing on controllables and learning to move through discomfort without needing to eliminate it first. Readers are guided to build tolerance for uncertainty and imperfection so that pressure does not feel like a threat to identity. Resilience is framed as a daily practice, handling small stresses well, keeping commitments, and using setbacks to refine preparation and mindset. This emotional steadiness supports both extraordinary performance and healthier relationships, since the same skills apply at home, at work, and in competition. Fourthly, building habits and routines that compound, the book treats inner training like physical training. Consistent reps create strength. Rather than relying on motivation, Murphy emphasizes systems that make excellence more automatic. This topic focuses on building daily habits that protect energy, sharpen focus, and reduce decision fatigue. readers are encouraged to identify a few core practices that fit their life, then execute them with high consistency. Examples of this approach include structured preparation, deliberate recovery, reflection, and mental rehearsal, all used to create a reliable baseline regardless of mood. The compounding effect matters because many people overestimate what they can change in a week and underestimate what they can build in a year. Inner excellence promotes incremental improvements in self-talk, attention control, and emotional regulation, which gradually become default behaviors. Another aspect is aligning routines with real priorities rather than copying someone else's schedule. The book encourages honest evaluation of what drains you, what centers you, and what supports your best performance state. By designing routines around these insights, readers gain stability during chaotic seasons and reduce the gap between intention and action. Over time, strong routines become a form of self-trust, making it easier to take on bigger goals with less internal friction. Lastly, purpose, values, and the best possible life, beyond performance, inner excellence connects mental training to building a life that feels coherent and worthwhile. Murphy emphasizes that extraordinary outcomes are most sustainable when they serve a deeper purpose and are guided by clear values. Without this, achievement can become an exhausting chase for validation, status, or control. This topic invites readers to clarify what they want excellence to mean in their relationships, character, and daily choices, not just in measurable results. Values act like a compass under pressure, helping people make cleaner decisions when tempted to cut corners, lash out, or abandon priorities for short-term relief. The book also highlights the importance of balancing ambition with presence, so the pursuit of goals does not steal the ability to enjoy progress, learning, and connection. In this framing, the best possible life is not the absence of stress, but the ability to handle stress with steadiness while living in alignment with what matters most. Readers are encouraged to pursue growth while staying grounded, to compete without losing themselves, and to measure success by both achievement and integrity. This integration is what makes the book relevant to readers who want more than productivity and more than peak moments. In conclusion, Inner Excellence is well suited for athletes, coaches, founders, managers, students, creatives, and anyone who regularly faces pressure, self-doubt, or emotional volatility while trying to perform at a high level. It is also a strong fit for readers who have achieved outward success but feel internally unsettled because it links performance to deeper stability and meaning rather than constant striving. The book can benefit a reader's life by strengthening the core skills that quietly shape every outcome, where you place attention, how you interpret stress, how quickly you recover from mistakes, and whether your daily habits match your values. These are transferable advantages that improve not only results but also relationships, health, and long-term satisfaction. Compared to similar performance books that lean heavily on motivation hacks or narrow productivity tactics, this one stands out by emphasizing inner discipline and identity level change. It treats mental training as a repeatable practice, not a mood, and it keeps the focus on controllables that work across environments. For buyers deciding among mindset titles, Inner Excellence offers a balanced path, ambition without burnout, confidence without ego dependence, and success that supports a richer life rather than replacing it. If you would like to support Jim Murphy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.